In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who has come in order to meet us in the middle of our stories. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ. So there was this guy. His name was Paul. He had a story. His story started off that he was born in this place called Tarsus, away from Jerusalem. This place that was a cosmopolitan city. This place where he probably grew up knowing that he was Jewish in a whole different way because the other people around him oftentimes probably wouldn't have been Jewish. He would have developed his kind of sense of knowing the one true God, Yahweh, in terms of the idea that there are other people out there that didn't believe the same thing that he believed. And that probably made him ultra interested in who this God was. He knew that he was different. He knew that he followed this other God. And so because of that, he wanted to know exactly who this God was that he was worshiping. And so his life began to take this trajectory where he began studying and he began learning and he eventually got to the point where he was studying under this great rabbi named Gamaliel. And Rabbi Gamaliel was bringing him up through the ranks of Judaism. He was growing and growing in terms of his zeal and his notions of what it meant to be a good religious person. And part of what that meant was that he had to eschew the other people that were around him. He knew that what he believed in was true, and so what he had to do was he had to confront falsehood. And he confronted falsehood, even to the point of holding the coats of the men who were stoning this heretic named Stephen and approving of the death that was being meted out to him as punishment. And now this Saul, by the time that we get into our reading, is going to this other city named Damascus. And he's going from Jerusalem to Damascus, and he's got orders. He's got orders to go and to take the people that are Christians in Damascus and take them away from Damascus and bring them back to Jerusalem so that they can be dealt with. Now, what does that dealing with look like? Well, it probably isn't that different than what happened with Stephen. And this is who Paul is in his story. He's a zealot. He's somebody who's radically intelligent. He's somebody who knows his stuff. And that's a part of his story. That he's this guy who understands truth. He's this guy who's probably academically doing very well. He's this guy who is radicalized by the religion that he follows. There's another guy in this room. His name is Joseph. He's going to come up here. He's going to say what he believes. He's also got a story. He's got this story where he grew up, and he grew up in the faith, knowing what Christianity was. He, in fact, grew up kind of knowing two separate streams of Christianity, and by the time that he got here to Florida State, he was trying to figure those things out. And one of the things that he did was he came to this place because of Connor, and because of that, he started to say, well, you know, I want to learn more. And so he started to learn more. He started to come into my office from time to time. We were reading the small catechism together. And because of that, he came to this place where this morning he's going to come up here and he's going to tell you what he believes is true. And we're going to affirm that. We're going to say that's right on. And that's a part of his story. So what's your story? How does your story begin? What are the kind of movements in your story? Do you have moments that are like Paul's story? Do you have moments that are like Joseph's story? Do you have moments that are like my story? Are there things about your life that you can look at and you can say, okay, well, this is what my story is like? Paul's story continues on. Paul's story then goes to that Damascus Road. On that Damascus Road, he encounters Jesus Christ, knocking him down off of his horse. He encounters that Jesus Christ saying, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? And there's two guys that are next to him, and they don't know what Paul is hearing. And so they're probably hearing him mutter all sorts of different things, and they prop him up, they get him up, and he can't see. And so because of that, they take him now blinded to the place that he was going to, Damascus, so that there he can recover and maybe get his sight back. And there they leave him. And he doesn't eat, and he doesn't drink, and he's just sitting there. Is just kind of wondering what's going to happen next. So what's your story? Do you have those moments? Those moments where it seems like you've been knocked down? Those moments that feel like, I don't know where to go from here? Those moments that maybe feel like you're blind even though you can see? Those moments that maybe have this sense of, I don't know what's coming up next in my life, and I'm just going to stop everything. I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, I'm just going to wait. What's your story? Paul's story continues on. Continues on with this outside character, this guy named Ananias, this guy who has this awkward conversation with God. And God tells him to go and do something, and Ananias says, "Are you sure? Do you know who this guy is?" God affirms that he knows exactly who he is, and so Ananias then walks to the door of this guy who is now blind and at least 3 days and three nights weaker because he hasn't been eating. And he goes to Saul with a message, and a message that he probably is delivering in that sort of moment of faith, saying, I know that this is true because God told me it is true, but I don't know that it's true in terms of knowing how it's all going to work out. And so he bravely talks to Saul, says to him, I'm here. I'm here to tell you some stuff from God, that he's going to use you and that you're going to suffer for him. There's a story there. Not only a story for Paul, but a story for Ananias, a story of walking in faith in a way that I think many of us know from our stories, of taking a step without really being able to see how this is all going to turn out. Maybe if you were somebody who was walking across a graduation stage this weekend, maybe there's a little bit of that that connects with what your story is. So what's your story? Paul's story continues. Paul's story continues in this kind of important way that maybe we don't see as important right away. He has this talk with Ananias. He is baptized. And then he takes some food. And the scales fall off of his eyes. Now it's interesting, we fast forward to that gospel reading. Fast forward in terms of our readings today, not in terms of the actual chronology. And we see somebody else who's eating. The disciples are there, and their story is that, well, Jesus seems to be popping up in their lives all over the place. This is the third time now. Jesus is popping up in their lives in ways that they don't recognize him. At first, they think that he's probably just some guy on the shore who, like many fishermen, is pretty nosy about how the other fishermen are doing. But then they realize that it's Jesus, and he invites them for a meal. To have some bread and some fish. And to hear from their Lord. And during that moment, a part of Peter's story comes out. Jesus takes Peter to the side and asks him this weird question. Peter, do you love me? Peter's response is, well, yeah, of course. Of course I love you. Okay. Feed my sheep. And we don't know exactly how much longer, but John records it as almost like Jesus gets done saying that and he says the next thing. He asks the question again. Peter, do you love me? Yes, of course I love you. Okay, well, then tend to my sheep. Peter, do you love? And then at this time, bing, 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 bing. Peter remembers his own story. The story where he denies Jesus three times before Jesus is put to death. And his story comes rushing back. What's your story? Does it include those times where you've denied Jesus, where you've done the wrong thing on purpose, where you've caved to pressure? What's your story? Peter's story is that he hears Jesus say one more time, feed my lambs. And then finishes up the moment by telling Peter this. Follow me. Same thing he told Peter when he first made him a disciple. Reinstating him. Making him a new disciple all over again. What's your story? Does it involve a moment where you recognize that Jesus has given you a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance to follow him? What's your story? The beautiful thing about your story is exactly what happens in the stories of Paul and Peter and Ananias and the other disciples, and that is that Jesus pops into your story in all sorts of different pieces of your story. He doesn't just show up when things are good and you're being really super duper holy. He shows up in your life in those moments where you are being not just righteous, but self-righteous, like Paul was. He shows up in your story in those moments where you're relying on yourself more than you're relying on God. Jesus shows up there too. Jesus shows up in those moments where you're flat on your back and he's getting your attention by putting you flat on your back. He shows up there too. He shows up in those moments where he sends somebody to you. And he shows up in your stories where you are the person who is sent to somebody else so that you can figure out what it means to act in faithfulness. He shows up in your story where you're clueless as to your sin and you're just going about your life as if it's just an everyday reality. And he shows up and he shows you that you've got something to confess. He shows up in that confession. He shows up to bring you forgiveness and reinstatement. So what's your story? It's the story of Jesus showing up in your life over and over again. Amen. Please rise as we continue with the hymn of the day.